I'm Scarlett Douglas, and you're listening to the Motivation Mixtape Podcast. Over the series, we're going to be hearing from some of the almost superhuman athletes that make up our British Olympic and Paralympic teams as they prepare to compete at one of the world's greatest sporting events, Rio 2016. We'll be finding out what it takes to become a world-class competitor.
You're in sport and you have to grow thick skin, and if you're going to let this get to you, then you're not the athlete that I thought you was.
What motivates them to succeed.
That disappointment spurred me on so much.
And the music that inspires them when they train.
It was the first song that I listened to in my car when I first got a car and learnt to drive again after my accident.
As they each build their own motivation mixtape. Joining me on this episode to talk all things music and sport is one of the finest tennis talents in not just Britain, but also the world. It's Paralympic bronze medalist and 9 times Grand Slam champion. It's Jordan Wiley. Hello, Jordan.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Now, I mean, you're arguably one of the most decorated tennis players in history with some amazing achievements under your belt. But what would you say you're most proud of?
I think I'm most proud of my US Open singles win last year because I've had a lot of success in doubles with 8 Grand Slam titles, and that's all fantastic. And, you know, I've been world number one doubles, but I really wanted my singles career to kick off because, you know, that was just me alone, something that I've achieved on my own. And when that paid off at US Open last year, that was definitely the best moment of my life.
Rumour has it that you started playing tennis when you were 3 years old. Tell me about that.
My dad was a former Paralympian and he got into tennis around about the age that I was like 2 or 3, and he took me out to Israel when he was competing, and I was just watching him and I wanted to do what he was doing. So one of his friends gave me a racket and ball, and basically it started from there.
Wow, and the rest was history.
Yeah.
And your dad's in a wheelchair as well, is that correct?
Yeah, we both have the same disability.
Right. Okay. So tell me a little bit more about your disability.
I was born with osteogenesis imperfecta, which is brittle bone disease. It's a hereditary disease which makes your bones weaker, basically, than like yours.
And I heard that by the time you were 12, you'd actually broken your leg 26 times.
Yeah, that's right. 26 times. And I'd had about 8 surgeries on my legs as well.
Has it never affected your upper body, especially when you're playing tennis? Have you ever broken your arm or anything?
No, normally when you get osteogenesis, it's all over the body, but for some reason our family's got a really rare form of it where it just affects our lower limbs. So actually I have the perfect disability for wheelchair tennis.
Okay, so now we've got to know a little bit more about you. I want to get into the reason why I've got you on the line today, and that's so you can talk us through your motivation mixtape. Now, we asked you to pick 10 tracks that keep you motivated and to find out why these songs drive you to succeed in both your private and professional life. Before we hear what you've picked, did you find the process quite easy, or was it a bit difficult to pin down just 10 songs that are important to you?
I found it quite easy. Like, I'm a very musical person. That's how I express my emotion. That's how I see sort of life. So it was a really good task for me.
All right. Well, let's go for it. So track 1 on your mixtape, you've gone for an old classic. Please introduce it for me.
Yeah. So Girls Just Want to Have Fun is a track that reminds me of my childhood and when I first started playing tennis, because my dad used to play it in the car every time that we went to tennis training, and we used to have it on repeat all the time. Like, I absolutely loved it. And Cyndi Lauper was in that song, was a little bit like me when I was a child. Like, she liked to break the rules, she just wanted to have fun, she didn't really care about the rules or anything like that.
What's up next?
So number 2 on my list is Sunny Day by Akon. This song is actually tattooed on my wrist because I think, although the song is about Akon singing about how he got out of the ghetto, obviously I'm not from the ghetto, but he sings about how he came from a very ordinary or a bad place and actually made something of himself. And that's something I can relate to me because, you know, I was from, you know, a working class background. I went through a lot of pain with my legs, a lot of abnormal things as a child, and actually made something of myself.
Who'd ever thought that I would see this day, where I would see my ghetto life fade away? 'Cause I was lost and couldn't find a way, and now I look forward to every day.
Welcome to my sunny day.
Block don't stop, stop. Always stay hot.
Wow, well, I can tell that that song really is very special to you. But moving on, what's next on the list?
I would say track number three is One Wing from Jordan Sparks. This one actually kind of represents, for me, like a bad time in my life where I just got into the wrong crowd. You know, my tennis took a hit. I was being very careless. And in the song, she sings about how you can't reach your dreams and desires if you've only got some of the puzzle pieces, basically, like just like a bird wouldn't be able to fly without one wing.
How long do you say, or how long do you think you were kind of going off the rails for?
Probably about a year, I would say. I was young, you know, I'd sacrificed a lot of things for tennis and I felt like I'd missed out. And I just wanted to kind of get that back. I just fell in with the wrong crowd and got into a lot of trouble. You know, not serious trouble, but just like, you know, within my tennis, I started dropping down the rankings, wasn't training very well, and it just wasn't a very good time for me. But I like the song because it reminds me of that time and how I've got out of it.
And your next track on your motivation mixtape?
So number four is Titanium from David Guetta. I really like this song because I am actually made of titanium because I have so much metal through my body from all the surgeries. But also it's about, you know, no one can put you down, like how strong you are as a person. The song describes how bulletproof one can be. So that is definitely me. Like I'm a very strong person. And I think that's just come from everything that I've been through as a child. So my number five, Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson, that represents the time that I actually met my boyfriend. He is on my squad. We were both very kind of wild, irresponsible people. And when we met each other and decided to actually be together, that was when I had to look in the mirror and say, you know, I'm in love with this guy. I need to change my ways. And he was actually the best thing that ever happened to me. Like we both just feed off each other, we made each other a better person, and that's when my tennis really started to take off as well.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind.
Well, with the mix of the choices that you've given me so far, I can't even begin to guess what the next one's going to be. So just let me know, what's track number six?
Yeah, so my number six, Never Had a Dream Come True. I know it's from S Club 7 and that's really old school, but this is the song that reminds me of London 2012 because I had it on repeat pretty much every day. And in the song, it says, never had a dream come true until the day that I met you. But it was like when I got my medal. So like I never actually did have a dream come true until I medaled in my home country. And that song, just every time I hear it, it just takes me back to London.
Never had a dream come true.
what's up next?
This one, I'll Make a Man Out of You, is actually a Disney song. It's in Mulan. And I'm a massive Disney fan. But the song is brilliant because it's when they're preparing to go to war and they're just scrawny little men and they can't fight and he's trying to make them into like ninjas. So for me, it's actually a really motivating tune because it says to myself, like, you've got to man up. You know, I've come from being a really scrawny little girl who doesn't know how to play tennis, very mentally weak, to actually like going into battle. Like a tennis match is very similar to going into battle. You have to beat your opponent. You have to be the strongest one on the court. Tranquil as a forest, but on fire within. Once you find your center, you are sure to win. You're a spineless, pale, pathetic lot, and you haven't got a clue. Somehow I'll make a man.
Are you quite hard on yourself, would you say?
Yeah, I'm very hard on myself. I'm a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to things like that. Yeah, I don't take losses very well unless my opponent was, you know, genuinely just very good on the day and they beat me because they outskilled me. Then obviously that's a bit of a different story. But yeah, I'm very hard on myself at training and competition and everything really.
And what other characteristics would you say that you might need to become a Paralympian like yourself?
You have to be willing to sacrifice a lot of things, especially if you're younger. So I had to sacrifice, you know, going out clubbing and doing all normal teenager stuff because I couldn't do that because I was training. So there's major sacrifices to be made. So you have to be very determined and very disciplined as well.
And would you say you need quite a good support network around you at the same time?
It's definitely very important to surround yourself with good people, good positive people. The impact that that has on you and your game is just unreal. It's probably something a lot of people don't think about, but you need to get your team right to get the best out of yourself.
And I guess as well, I know you said that you are a perfectionist, so if you were to lose a match or you didn't play as well as you would have hoped, having that support network around you to keep kind of bringing you up, you must need that as well, is that right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, like at Wimbledon in the singles, I lost out in the semi-finals and it was absolutely heartbreaking for me because I was there to win it. I believed that I could win it and I didn't give the performance that I'd trained for, and it was a really horrible day, and my sports psych was there and he's one of my greatest parts of my team, someone who I really trust and really have a lot of respect for, and he was there for me, you know, off the court to pick me up, and that was very important.
So what sort of advice does he give you?
Well, basically he just tells me that if I did my best, then that's all that matters. You know, every day I'm not going to be on it, but I need to use the loss as motivation to go forward because my absolute life goal is to win a gold medal in Rio. And although I wanted Wimbledon, Wimbledon isn't Rio. So I need to pick myself up and make sure that I don't ever feel like that again.
As always on the show, the final three tracks that we've asked you to pick to complete your mixtape come under the following categories. So your ultimate hype track, your Rio anthem and your gold record. To kick it off, we want to know what your ultimate hype track is. What song never fails to get you pumped, whether it's in the gym or ahead of a big competition?
My hype song is Castle from Halsey. It's just such a going into battle song, which is just perfect for going into, well, basically battle for a tennis match. She sings about how she's going to take the castle and how she's going to be queen of the castle and no one's going to get through her barriers, which actually could be a metaphor for, you know, going onto court, beating your opponent. They're not going to break down your mental barriers. I'm headed straight for the castle. They want to make me their queen. There's an old man sitting on the floor, probably shouldn't be so mean. I'm headed straight for the castle. They've got the kingdom locked up. There's an old man sitting on the throne and saying I should probably keep my pretty mouth shut.
Next, we turn our attention to your Rio anthem. So that's the song that you feel best represents your incredible journey on the road to Rio so far.
My Rio anthem is The Climb by Miley Cyrus. I just think this this song suits me down to a T. It's been a really long journey, a lot of bad things, a lot of good things. It's been a very long journey to try and get here. You know, I've played my whole life. I've played two other Paralympics where I haven't done as well as I thought I would. So, yeah, this song is just absolutely perfect for me going into Rio. Gonna keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
And for your final track to complete your motivation mixtape, we asked you to pick your gold record. Now that's the first song that you'd put on to celebrate taking home another Paralympic medal in Rio.
So my gold record was the easiest to pick out of all of them. It was World's Greatest by R. Kelly. I just think it's such a fantastic song, and it is actually really emotional. Every time I listen to it, it does actually make me well up, because I think if I was to get that gold medal and have that hanging around my neck, I can really say that I am the world's greatest. So I'm really hoping I'll be playing that song at the end of September. I'm that star up in the sky. I'm that mountain peak up high. Hey, I made it. I'm the world's greatest. And I'm that little bit of hope. When my back's against the ropes, I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest. In the ring of life, I'll reign love. I will reign.
All of your tracks, Jordan, are very eclectic. You've got Donny Osmond in there, S Club 7, a bit of everything. Where do you get your music inspiration from?
Yeah, I've always been very musical my whole life. So I'm a singer. So I really connect with music, every kind of music. Like my iPod is from, you know, the 60s, Motown, onto Michael Jackson and then to R&B. So like it's really a mixture of everything.
Ah, brilliant. Well, all the best with that as well. Take care and thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
That's all right. No problem.
All right. Bye. The Motivation Mixtape Podcast is an original production by Audio Boom.